Today on our program, we are going to be talking about a former Boone resident, former Boone High School graduate named Al Knutson. Al passed away unexpectedly about a year and a half ago, and his friends have been doing some fundraising, actually, in memory of Al, and we have joining us on the phone line today, I've got Tom Jennings. Tom, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Good morning, Jim.
And also joining us, Tom Veal.
Good morning.
Good morning. I appreciate both of you taking time to visit with us about this. So basically, what you're all graduates from Boone High School, mid-70s, right?
Yeah, correct. 76.
All right. There are probably a few people around that remember, and I probably have more classmates around here, and we'll get a chance to talk a little bit about that. But let's talk a little bit about Al. He's been a friend of yours, again, since high school, probably even before you guys got in high school. Who was?
Yeah, absolutely. Al's one of those guys that everyone knew him. You know, we had a pretty small class, 210 kids, and we all knew each other. Al was a great guy. He was involved in sports and just a great guy to be around. Went down to the University of Iowa with him, and knew him down there as well.
All right. So, again, he passed away unexpectedly, and I know that he was a great supporter of Make-A-Wish Foundation. That was something he really was involved with, and you guys wanted to try to carry this on, this memory and this work that he was doing.
Yeah, there was a group of us that were sitting around talking about Al after his funeral, and we realized, he just had developed a huge following, and had made a big impact on lots of people. He was involved in the Make-A-Wish, he was involved in the Miracle League, really got that started, and was also one of the guys that started the called the Jolly Holiday of Life, which is a big fundraiser down in Des Moines. So, just a great community activist, and from the time he graduated law school until the time he passed away, he was just a great guy to be involved in the community.
So, because he loved golf, which I understand, he loved golf passionately. You came up with this legacy golf tournament. So this is going to be the second year for this, right?
Correct. That's right, Jim.
Okay. And what's going to be down in Waveland. So tell me a little bit about that for any golfers that might want to try to get in. Can they still do that?
They can, Jim. They would have to register pretty quickly because we're kind of limited to about 100. And I think we're sitting on 98 golfers right now.
Okay.
So we could probably do another 4 or 5, but not a whole lot more.
Okay.
It's really grown. Last year, I think we had 52 golfers. This year, we should break the 100 barrier.
Really, really get you the full slate. And I know you do it down at Waveland, down in Des Moines. We probably have some of the friends, some of the classmates that knew about it around here may have joined in. But this is an opportunity, again, just a lot of people knew Al. And this is a great way to support it.
Yes, yeah. No, Al was, like Tom said, Al was a good friend to a lot of people. Made such a difference in the lives of these kids. And really, I don't know how much time and hours he put into Make-A-Wish over the years, but a lot. And so, yeah, we're doing this every year to carry on his memory. And it's a wonderful, wonderful cause. And each one of those wishes costs almost $15,000. So, I think we ended up over $40,000 raised last year, and we're targeting right around $50,000 for this year.
So, it was a group of you again, friends that sat around and came up with the idea to do this. And then I'm guessing there's more than just you two helping to do this. But your friends of Al, you went to school with them, so this made it work out.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There's about 5 or 6 of us that are putting quite a bit of time into making this happen. Al's sister, Steve and Dwayne from Waveland, they golfed with Al every Sunday at 6:38 a.m.
Standing tea time, huh?
Standing tea time, yes.
Good. We know that's going to be one part of it, but I know you guys have some other things. Let's talk a little for listeners that might remember Al. other classmates around here. Some of the stories, some of the things that you growing up here, graduating from school here, because you said, you know, he was involved with a lot of sports and things like that. Other things that stand out when you were in school?
Yeah, I would like to share a story from that I did at the event last year. First time I met Al, we were in Little League. We had minor league tryouts, and we stood by each other in line, and the guy comes up to call Al's name. He goes, "Al Knutson," and Al steps forward and says, "It's Knutson. The K is pronounced. I'm Scandinavian in origin, and the K is pronounced." And the guy goes, "Well, Knutson, if you want to play ball this year, get back in line."
Yeah, I could see that. So, other things, because obviously you guys participated in a lot of sports together, and even after school, probably were involved with doing a lot of activities together.
You know, I think one of the big things about Al is, you know, going back to these three organizations that he was involved in, really the Jolly Holiday of Life supported both Make-A-Wish and the Miracle League. And the Miracle League, it's one of those, it's a baseball program down in Des Moines, and it's set up for all the kids that have physical and mental challenges. And so Al would show up at Iowa football games down in Iowa City, and he always had one of the Miracle League kids with him. And sometimes they'd be in these electric wheelchairs, sometimes they'd just barely be able to get around. But, I mean, this is a guy that was truly, I think they call it a servant leader. He was just so dedicated to both of these organizations and recognizing the number of kids that have challenges. But, you know, at times you thought that this was Al's family, and it really it was. Just an amazing guy.
It was one of those things where he had a lot of opportunities, and I know that that's one of the things that seemed like he had a lot of opportunities, and he wanted to make sure others had opportunities.
That's correct. Yes, absolutely.
So we know that the golf outing, that's one of the big things that's happening, but do you have some other ways that people locally might be able to help support this? Are there other things that you have started to establish or could build off of?
Yeah, so as part of the golf event, people are free to make donations. We have sponsorships available. We also, you know, can just take cash donations, and when we get to the end, you can give our phone numbers and people can contact us. We'll send them a link and they can feel free to participate that way. It's coming along nicely. It's really expanded the number of people that we're reaching out and touching. So we're very grateful for all that.
Because the one thing I was going to say, it's all going into the Make-A-Wish Foundation and the other efforts that he's always supported.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Right. And Jim, one of the things that's kind of nice this year is we've added an online auction.
Okay.
Which I know that you're going to post this on your website, but we've got all kinds of great things on the live auction this year. There's a lot of dinners, movies. There's some golf equipment. There's rounds of golf at different courses around. So a lot of fun things to do what's great about these charity auctions is sometimes you see stuff bid for like 3-4 times what it's actually worth. And people do that just because they want to support a great organization with Make-A-Wish. It's something that everyone knows who they are. They just do a tremendous job with these kids that have, you know, life-threatening illnesses. When the darkest days of their treatment, you know, get them a weekend. And I think the most common wish that people are granted is a trip to Disney World.
Oh, yeah.
And so the recipient and their family, they have a weekend to kind of forget about all of the issues that they're dealing with and, enjoy their time together. Maybe one more time, maybe it's just a good memory for everybody.
Yeah. I was going to say for the charity auction, because obviously a big part of that is the different gift, the golf courses, the groups, the places that want to help support the effort by donating that. Once, and again, as this continues to grow, and if they any of them ever had any contact with Al, this is the kind of thing I can see where they would really be willing to step up and make something available to help out.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I think last year we had maybe 15 items, and with Cheryl, that's Al's sister, she and her team have been tremendous in going out and gathering up items, and along with a couple of the guys from Waverland. I think we're at like 40 auction items right
now. Okay, already.
Very grateful for that.
Yeah, so we'll get that that website posted online so people can take a look at that. And if there's just a straight contribution, if they wanted to just make a wish in Al's name or something like that, is that something that they could do as well?
Yeah, there's two links. One is a link to the live auction if they want to buy or donate an item there. And then there's a second link, which actually takes you to the donation site.
Okay.
They can sponsor a hole. They can have a regular sponsorship, or at this point, they can do a cash donation, and you just click through and put in your credit card information, and it's pretty simple,
Easy.
And if you'd like to, you can give out our phone numbers, too.
Sure.
Because the links are really long, and I, you know, I'm
yes, they are.
Happy to,
so for Tom
and I were talking earlier, it's like 19 words or something like that. It's a little too much to on the radio, probably.
No. That's why I always say I've got a link online for you. That's the easiest way to do that. Again, for Tom Jennings, who's again told us the Knutson story. It's at 832-886-7682. That's 832-886-7682. And for Tom Veal, the cell number is 562-477-7650, 562-477-7650. This is something I know you guys and your friends, because you were all close to Al, and you stayed close to him all the way through after high school and everything else, and when you were all getting down into the metro area.
Right. No, that's right. Our class of 76 has stayed very close. We've had reunions every 5 years, and in between those reunions, Al would always coordinate golf weekends. We probably went 10 or 12 years in a row, and we'd come back, and some years it'd be four people, some years it'd be 12, but Al was always the coordinator of all that. Very, very grateful for that.
Either he was a coordinator or an instigator. I don't know.
We could use that word as well.
But it's one of those, and I understand that, there were trips even off to some of the British Open courses, too, that you might have been on.
Right.
So, it was one of those things I know he loved to do. He loved golf, and he just loved all sports, and he loved doing things that, especially like you mentioned, the Miracle League, and we know how that's grown across the state, because it's just something that's been picked up everywhere. For people that do want to give the young people an opportunity to be able to participate in things like that. So that, and then Jolly Holiday Lights. Get it right there.
Yep.
But again, Make-A-Wish is really one of the big things he always wanted support for, and he was very, very happy to help with that effort. His passing, very unexpectedly. He was, again, only, what, 64?
64
years old. 64,
correct. You're absolutely way too soon.
It is one of those opportunities people can, once again, for a graduate of Boone High School, and I think he grew up most of his life here in Boone, and again, then able to go on and do a lot of good for a lot of children in particular, his mission, it seemed like. So I do appreciate you both taking time visiting with us today, letting us know more about the Al Knutson Legacy Golf Tournament. And what does it usually come up, the last weekend in July?
We're trying to get the date set for next year, but it'll be close to that, maybe like one week earlier.
Okay. So for those that can't make it this year but want to try to get in next year, you can start planning for that and be on the lookout for that. Otherwise, We'll get the link online for the charity auction so that they can take a look at the items there or make contributions to support Al's efforts again with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I appreciate you both taking time visiting with us today, Tom Veal and Tom Jennings, members of the class of 76, and once again, Al Knutson, their friend, and they've started the Al Knutson Legacy Golf Tournament. Thanks so much to both of you for joining us today. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Jim. We appreciate it.
All righty. That's been our program today on KWBG. Once again, we'll have this posted online for you at kwbg.com.